Well, welcome to the first program of Mark and Friends for 2021. A good Friday to you this January 1st, 2021. It is Joey Kroll being the guest host today here on this Friday. Normally, you and I get to hang out on Thursdays, but, you know, the last couple of weeks of the year has always been kind of different, and things are rearranged and so forth, but everything will get back to normal on Monday for Memorization Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Prime Life Times in Review on Wednesday, some great devotional thoughts with me on Thursdays, and some great Bible study with Pastor Jason Schiffo on Friday. So all of that will go back to normal next week, but this week, today, I have the wonderful privilege of hanging out with you today. Hope you had a great New Year's Eve. Did you stay up last night? I did not. We had a small gathering in our church last night for a few hours, like at 6:30, and we came home by 10. We were we're kind of old people, so it's past our bedtime, past like 9:30. So, but yeah, I hope you're refreshed. Hope you're waking up. Hope that cup of coffee is hitting the spot today. And so for Mark and Friends, today we're going to celebrate, since it's a new year, new opportunities, fresh beginnings. We're going to hear a message that I did at my home church about a year ago on new life in Christ from 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And so today we're going to be talking about a transformation like no other. So sit back, relax, and be blessed as we hear a special message from 2 Corinthians 5:17, a transformation like no other. You know, several years ago, I read a story about a family that was from a remote part of the world, and they went for the first time to a big old city in the United States. Hey. And so they checked into this grand hotel, and they stood in amazement at this sight. And so leaving the reception desk, they came to the elevator entrance. They'd never seen an elevator before, and so they were just looking at it. They were just amazed by it. They just stared at it and figured out what it was for. What is this thing? And an older lady, bless her heart, hobbled into the elevator, and she went inside. The doors closed. And about a minute later, the doors opened. Out came out a stunning, good-looking young lady. And the dad couldn't help staring. And so without turning his head, he patted his son's arm and said, son, go grab your mother, quick, quick. Praise the Lord. You know, today we're going to be talking about a transformation like no other. We're going to be talking about a transformation like no other. I'll tell you what, when you come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, check this out, there is a transformation. There is a transformation like no other that takes place in your life. And so today, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. Turn, if you would, if you have your Bibles, I sure hope you brought them today, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 today, talking about a transformation like no other. God is using a man by the name of Paul to write to this Corinthian church. Paul's talking about his ministry. Paul's talking about what God has called him to do, what Jesus had done in his life, and the incredible things. And Paul's saying, hey, I am an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, and his love compels me to share this incredible message. And so in the midst of his sharing about his ministry, we see some incredible truths today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to look at verse 17. Verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, that is, their sins against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Oh, I cannot wait to preach this message to you today. So just put your seatbelts on, wear your steel toe shoes, wear your little plastic bag over your body here. So, you know, I'm going to be pastor spitting here. So notice nobody's in the front row. So this is an experienced church, except my wife. So we're going to take a look at five buzzwords in this passage today. The first buzzword is the word anyone. Everybody say anyone. Look at this. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ. Listen, anyone can experience the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Anyone. Hang tight with me here. The word anyone in this context, if you look up, if you're one of them smart people and you go find out what the original manuscript says and in the original language, the word anyone here is used in a general sense. It's not just for one specific group. The word anyone here, it's not just for a specific type of people. This salvation is available to everyone, to the rich, to the broke, to the poor, to the white, to those who are black, those who are anywhere in between. This salvation message is available to everyone. This message, Jesus can save anybody. Buzzword number one is anyone. Anyone. And then buzzword number two is in Christ. Look, if you would, back here. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ. You know what this speaks of? This speaks of our position in Jesus, our position in Christ, of who we are now in Christ. Look, if you would, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to go slightly deep on the scriptures here, but we got to get this down here. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45, God is using again this gentleman, Paul. He says, the first man, Adam, became a living being, right? First man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, he's talking about Jesus here. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Hang tight for a second. We're going deep for a moment here. But it is not the natural that is first, but the natural and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth. That's Adam, right? And a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. See, the first man is Adam. The second Adam is Jesus. And so the first Adam received the breath of life. He came from the world, a life that was filled with corruption and perishable body because of the first Adam. Sin entered the world, right? Genesis chapter 3, we know this. But here's the cool thing here today. The second Adam came to clean up. Just hang tight. Just hang tight with me. The second Adam is Jesus. He came to clean up the mess that was made by the first Adam. And so either you are in Adam or you are in Christ. Stay with me. See, there's only two religions. I know we got folks who's got, well, I believe in this. You become reincarnated and you become a butterfly and blah, 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 blah. And you become a bird and, you know, all this fun. You fly far, far away and all this stuff. All these religions. Friend, there's only two religions. Either you are in Adam in sin or you are in Christ, forgiven for all your sins, past, present, and future. Either you are in sin or you are in Christ. I don't matter what church denomination you go to, either you are in Adam, which is sin, or you are in Christ, the forgiveness of all sins. And so it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that speaks of our position. When you come to Christ, your sins, hallelujah, are forgiven. So buzzword number one is anyone. Buzzword number two is in Christ. And let's hang out here at buzzword number three. Old. The old has passed away. The old. You know what this speaks of? This speaks of our old man. Not your daddy, not your grandpa, but your old self, your old course of living. This speaks of when we lived like the world. Think of that time before you came to Jesus. Now, some of us, we were spared from having a pretty intense testimony. But some of us, we remember back when we were the old self, hung out with the old crowd, had that old mindset. You know what I'm talking about. And so think about the mindset that you had. Think about the worldview that you had. Think about that love that you had for sin before coming to Jesus. Think about who you were before coming to Jesus. My dad, for many years, used to be a drunk. He, not just an alcoholic, just a nice way of saying somebody drink. This guy was a drunk. Allowed the sin of liquor to control his life. Got my mom pregnant at the age of 18 and left her to raise me all on her own. This man was a drunk. Woke up drunk. Went to bed drunk. Had dreams while he was drunk. He was drunk until one day he found the grace of Almighty God, and now he stands in a pulpit every single Sunday and tells people about Jesus.
That old man, think about that old man, that old mindset, the old self that you had. And the Bible says, listen to this, it has passed away. Some of us need to be reminded of that today. That if you are in Christ, listen, your sins, just hang tight for a second, I'm going to go somewhere. Your sins are forgiven. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Watch this. "And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Did you catch that today? If you are in Christ, your sins are forgiven. If you came to Him, bowed your knee to the Lord Jesus, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. The old has passed away. That old man, that old self, when you stand before Almighty God, your history, your past, your old spiritual record, your rap sheet, whatever it is taken and you have been declared righteous on the account of Jesus. The Bible says the old has passed away. That is, your old man. See, after a person comes to Christ, the old value system, the old priorities, the beliefs, the loves that you had, the plans, they are gone. The Bible says they are gone. But guess what? That evil, that wickedness, it's still present. You know, we can go back with our spiritual paddles and revive that old man, don't we? We love to do that. But now the believer, you and I, when you come to Christ, you see that sin in a whole new perspective. The Bible says the old has passed away. So the buzzwords, we see anyone. Salvation is available to anyone. Anyone. It's not to an economic division. It's not for the rich. It's not just for the poor. It's for everybody. It's the buzzword number two. In Christ, those who come to Jesus. Either you are in sin or you are in Christ. We see the old, our old man, our old self has passed away. And buzzword number four, I think it's four, I lost track, is new. New. Look at verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Oh, dear friend. When you and I are born again, check this out. When you and I are born again, when you come to Christ, your old is gone and your new has come. I mean, that is a change like no other. See, I remember growing up, anybody ever remember this? You know, people were in kindergarten, second grade, fourth grade, sixth grade. They all wanted to be doctors, and nurses, and astronauts, and presidents. But I remember being 12 years old, all I wanted to be was a Power Ranger. And I remember I loved the Green Power Ranger. Anybody ever watch Power Rangers? All the cool kids loved the Green Ranger. And so, anyway, so I remember Tommy, he was the Green Ranger, and I was 12 years old, and I just wanted to be a Power Ranger. It was so cool, because, you know, after the episode, you're kind of, ha, ha, you know, after the words, you know, whenever you see something like that, so you imitate those moves, and your mom's like, "Joe, calm down, you're 25 years old, act like a man, all right." And so one episode, Tommy, the Green Power Ranger, he was so cool, he had a ponytail. He was so cool. All the kids wanted to be Tommy, the Green Power Ranger, until one day, there was an episode, it was a end of the season finale, and so it was one of them two episode ones, you know, to be continued. It was like, ooh. So one day, Tommy was missing. And so the other Power Ranger's like, "Man, where's Tommy?" "I don't know, where's Tommy?" And so one day, Tommy was with Zordon. Just let me geek out for a second, y'all, okay? He was with Zordon. And Zordon said, "Tommy, you are no longer going to be a Green Power Ranger. You are going to be turned into a White Power Ranger." And I remember when I went back to school the next day, "What? No, he's always going to be a Green Power Ranger. Come on, White Power Ranger. He changed. That is a bad change." We were so mad. We decided to watch Bozo for 3 weeks after that. We were so mad. But friend, when you come to Jesus Christ, there is a change that happens, that your old man, your old self is put away, and you are a brand new creature in Christ. Jesus Christ forgives those who come to Him by faith, and those who are in Christ, they're not just forgiven, they are changed into a new creation. Look, if you would, in Zechariah chapter 3. Now, some of us need to be reminded of this truth today. Zechariah chapter 3. Let me read this to you. Zechariah is a prophet. He has a vision. In verse 1, it says, "Then he showed me Joshua." Just hang tight for a second. "The high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him." Some of us are like, yep, been there, done that. Verse 2, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?'" Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. I want you to get this. Joshua, a man of God, standing before God with filthy garments, representing sin. And who's there to accuse him? Satan. Some of us can identify with that. So watch this. And so now Joshua, verse 3, was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. Verse 4, "And the angel said to those who were standing before him," check this out, y'all, "remove the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments." When you come to Jesus Christ, your unrighteousness, God takes that from you and he puts on his clothing on you. He takes your dirty rags. That's what it is. It represents your sin. And he puts on you his pure, beautiful clothes of righteousness. That is pure. That is clean. We are changed by Almighty God. He takes our dirty clothes. He replaces it with his garments of righteousness. The Bible says the old is gone. The new has come in an instant. In 1 Peter, it says that you were in the dominion of darkness, but now you are in his marvelous light. There is no transformation that's even mentioned anywhere near this in the Bible. The only thing that's closest to it is in the book of Revelation, where God destroys the old earth and makes a new heaven and a new earth. This is a transformation like no other. And so immediately when you come to Christ, your record is declared righteous when you stand before God. And here's the cool thing. As you grow in your relationship with Him, there's also another change that takes place. You look more and more like Jesus each and every day. There's a fancy church word called sanctification. You know, Charles Stanley says when we are born again, we not only have our sin forgiven and our guilt removed, but we also receive the Holy Spirit who comes to indwell us and live Christ's life through us. We can never be what we were before because we have been born into His life with a spirit, with a new spirit and a new nature. The Bible says the old has passed away and the new has come. Buzzword number one is anyone. Salvation is available to anyone. Buzzword number two is in Christ. Either you're in sin or you're in Christ. Either you fall in one of those categories. There's no third category. There's no a category in the middle there. The buzzword number three is old. Your old man, your old self, it's passed away. Buzzword number four is new. That you have a new, you're a new creation in Christ. And buzzword number five is reconciliation. Look, if you would, at verse 18. It says, "All of this is from God." Hey, y'all, you can't earn your way to heaven. All of it's from Almighty God. Verse 18, "And all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." Imagine two friends. They get in a disagreement. They get in an argument and they cease speaking to each other and that friendship is done. They block each other on Facebook. You know how it is and all of that stuff. And the friends become strangers and that estrangement can only be reversed by reconciliation. To be reconciled is to be restored to a friendship or harmony. The fact that you and I need to be reconciled to God shows with you that God does not need to be reconciled to us. We need to be reconciled to Him. Because because it was us who left him in the first place because of our sin. And the Bible says that we are reconciled to Almighty God. See, look at this in Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That reconciliation brings a peace between you and God. Because here's the reality. There is sin. We are all born with sin. Back in the 70s, there's this huge scandal some of us might remember called Watergate. Y'all remember Watergate? It's a huge scandal. And so it involved President Nixon at that time and his top officials and so forth. That 69 people, I think, were indicted. 48 of them were found guilty. One of those officials was a man by the name of Charles Colson. And during that crisis, he found Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He spent some time in prison, started a ministry right after that. I mean, and he was a man who was one of the dirtiest in Washington. And now he was serving the Lord Jesus Christ. It involved Watergate, one of the dirtiest scandals in all of Washington. Watergate. And Billy Graham said, each and every one of us has a little bit of Watergate in us. The Bible says that that we all have fallen short of the glory of God. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We're liars. Every single one of us have a little bit of Watergate in us. Every single one of us has some sin in us. We were born with it. And so, therefore, we need to be reconciled to God. And see, there's that barrier, there's that wall between you and Jesus. There's that barrier, and you need to be reconciled. There's only one way. It's not giving, it's not tithing, it's not church attendance, it's not church membership, it's not being friends with the pastor on Facebook. It is the only way for that barrier to be gone is when you bow your knee to Jesus Christ, renounce your old way, put your trust, put your faith in Him, and hallelujah, in an instant, that barrier, that wall is gone. The old man is perish, and that in you are a brand new creature in Christ. No longer are you an enemy of God, now you are a child of God. And that, my friend, is a transformation like no other.
That's right, friend. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Celebrating that new life today. Well, friend, thank you for your time and your attention. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.